Just how significant do you think that victory could prove to be, given that it's extended the gap to 7 points tonight?
Yeah, well, I think it's massive, not just for, I think for the whole club and obviously the town as well. I think it was after the Sheffield United Wednesday game, it was obviously disappointing to concede the two goals and not get anything from the game, which I thought we deserved 3 points. But today was a great result and a great performance, and one that I'm sure will stick in the minds for a while.
I thought there was a lot of character out there today, a lot of fight. Could easily have been more than 1-0, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think we had a couple of chances. I think they gambled a bit of it, obviously, a bit like in the second half, obviously, and thought we hit them on the counter a couple of times, and we played some good football at times, and it was nice. It was a cracking atmosphere today, and I really enjoyed it.
How good was it for you to be involved as well?
Yeah, it was a. I've just been saying in the press there that was I think it was on par with the playoff game against Preston last season for atmosphere wise, and obviously the sun was out, which always helps, and it was great to be a part of, and it's good when it's noisy like that and you get the win.
Do you think that it will be almost a better achievement this year? I know there was so much about winning the playoffs and to have that occasion, the way that it happened as well, to come from 2-0 down, but actually staying in this division when you're playing teams who've got parachute payments, this side Brighton here, massive wage, but you've got Wigan and Fulham beneath you in the table. I mean, how can you maybe compare those two achievements?
Yeah, well, I've seen downstairs that last year was hard to beat, but I always said, when I was coming back into this league, when I signed for Middlesbrough in the summer, I always said if we could stay up, I would rate it a bigger achievement than winning promotion to the league, because I think that a lot of the games, the quality opposition is obviously better, there's better players, like you say, there's big wage bills in big clubs in this league, and to stay in this league, I think it would be a quite bigger achievement than actually getting here through Wembley, and we're not quite there yet, but I think one more win, I think we'll do it, and I'm confident in the lads and the squad that we can do it.
Speaking to the manager, he said that he always suggested that maybe that second half at Birmingham, where it could have gone either of two ways. He could have come out afterwards and had a heavy defeat after that first half, or he could have come out, really put a show on and tried to get something from that, and he felt the attitude showed in that second half played an impact today. Would you go along with that? Do you think that maybe the way that you performed there helped today?
Yeah, I think the second half at Birmingham, I think it was similar to how that was for 90 minutes today, and obviously you can't always get it right, the tempo and stuff, but I thought the second half and today was pretty similar, and obviously games in quick succession like it was Friday, Monday, I think it did help, yeah, and I'm obviously delighted with the 3 points.
How much are you enjoying it as well? Because you seem to be, every time I've watched Rotherham this year, kind of Mr. Consistent, you always kind of know what you're going to get from you, and is that something that you've kind of strived to achieve in your career?
Yeah, I've always tried to be consistent, because I think at this level, if you're not, you're going to be outside, no matter what squad you're in or what team you play for. I think if you don't perform, the quality of players nowadays, the players coming down from the Premier League and wherever abroad, it's just getting higher and higher. So if you don't strive to want to be the best you can be, then you're not going to play. And as a footballer, you want to play. So if you pick for the starting 11 on any occasion, you've got to want to stay there, and I want to stay there. So hopefully I can do that and keep putting in some consistent performances and keep improving as a player, because I'm nowhere near finished. Obviously still young.
I just wonder how important it is to have yourself in the team, Arneson today, Pringle as well, the lads who help get this team up. There's still that sort of consistency there from the side that did so much last season.
Yeah, well, I think a successful group as we were last season, I think it always helps if you can keep it pretty similar. I think if we didn't sell Ravelli, he would have been the same, because he was playing and scoring some important goals for us. So, I think it always helps, and I think it's good. It's good to have us and playing well as a group as we did last season. And it's like quite a few of the lads that are still doing it.
The main thing now, I guess, is to make sure that if it is going to be one win or two wins that you need, that you're not needing that at Elland Road. That you're going to, it's not going to be the last day that you can get that all secure, so that you can maybe even finish a bit higher than fourth, fifth from bottom.
Yeah. Well, I think you want to get that win as next win as quickly as possible, and the quicker we do that, the quicker we'll be avoiding relegation, and then we can start, the pressure's off, and we can start playing and try and push up, and then you never know, you could be finishing 15th, 13th, 14th, so you never know. You just need to keep taking game as it comes. It's quite a lot of games in a short space of time left, so we'll be looking to get the next win on the board as quickly as possible.
And an interesting one next for you as well, going back to Middlesbrough. They've had a bit of a disappointing result today, but you still keep an eye out for how they're getting
on? Yeah, of course. It's still obviously the first result. I've still got friends down there, and they came a bit unstuck on the last couple of away games against the bigger opposition. But I think they'll still be there or thereabouts. Obviously, the home form's fantastic. I think they've conceded 7 or 8 goals all season, which is quite remarkable, really. Mm. But hopefully we can stick a few past them and make it a good game next week.